Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Are undefeated as they head into week 5. Hello everyone and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, let's just wrap up our thoughts from the Falcons game before we move on to next week with the Bengals. First things first, the biggest news of the Atlanta game. Things do not look good for Vince Wilfork the rest of the season.
Yeah, the Pats are going to have to move on without him. And you get the sense that they build their depth for injuries like this. Now, the interior of the defensive line is a position that you feel they don't have a whole lot of depth. I still feel like they're going to go in-house, stay in-house with how they're going to move on. You don't really replace Vince Wilfork, but between Joe Villano, who got the bulk of the snaps after he left the game against Atlanta, Chris Jones, you've got guys on the practice squad like Marcus Forston, A.J. Francis, and then even Armon Armstead, who is on the PUP list. Perhaps he has some availability as we get into the middle portion of the season. Could they bring in someone from the outside? Yes, it's possible. But the bottom line is Vince Wilfork is a rock on this defense. There are only a handful of guys on the entire team that you feel like they could withstand an injury to in addition to Wilfork. So, the only bright side you could ever say on something like this is it happened early enough in the season that they now have some time to figure out, let guys build, like we've been saying about the offense and the rookie receivers right. For so long. Figure out who's going to work on replacing him and build them up toward the bulk of the season.
And Chandler Jones, too, has had some experience already this season at defensive tackle, so there's a lot of versatility among all of those guys. And you know what? Joe Villano really took advantage of that opportunity, mm-hmm. recording his first sack on Sunday night.
One of the biggest defensive plays, I thought, in the entire game at a point where Atlanta could have built some momentum.
That's right. Well, let's move on to the offense. Now, someone who we really didn't talk about a whole lot was tight end Matthew Mulligan, who I actually thought would see more action than he has. He had one reception, one touchdown. I think it was a 1 yard pass. So not a whole lot of action for him so far. What are your thoughts on him and his role in this offense?
Well, it really revolves around Rob Gronkowski. And he's been a huge topic every week. He hasn't played yet. Last week, there was a sense as the week went on that he would be available finally, and he wasn't. So between Mulligan and Michael Ho'omanawanui, I mean, these are the two guys who have gotten a good amount of run, but not a ton of production. A tremendous pass and catch, Brady to Mulligan, to kick off the scoring against Atlanta. So pretty good for Mulligan. You wonder, could Mulligan, though, even with that touchdown, be the odd man out when it comes to Rob Gronkowski's availability? It's going to be another week of that, the speculation on Gronkowski. But you got to say that for a guy like Mulligan, who's bounced around, has already been cut once by the Patriots, that had to have felt good. And it had to have felt good for Tom Brady, knowing that Mulligan's a guy in the red zone. Let's remember, the red zone has been a huge problem area. That was a key red zone conversion, and it was Matthew Mulligan who was able to make that catch.
Well, the Patriots are moving on to week 5. They'll be facing the 2-2 Cincinnati Bengals, a team whose defense is looking pretty good right now. That'll be a good battle for you next week, and you'll be there.
I'll be there. You had Atlanta, a little hometown game for you. I'll head to Cincinnati, and I really do think this is going to be a tougher game. I really thought going into the Atlanta game that the Pats would have a chance in that one. Looking at Cincinnati is a tougher one. I think this is a more well-rounded overall team. A pretty good offense, some pretty good playmakers, and a really good defense, like you mentioned. I think it's a really interesting matchup. The Bengals are reeling, coming off a loss to the Browns. The Patriots are flying high. I think it's a tough road test for the Pats. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, going on the road back-to-back weeks will be challenging as well. Well, that will wrap it up for us for now. We will have plenty of coverage throughout the week as the Patriots get ready for the Bengals, but that will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.